Quarter past five now, BBC Radio Bristol. In the news today, scientists at the University of Bath are trying to find a way of fighting cancer by synthesising molecules found in daffodils. It's thought the bulbs contain an anti-growth factor that could be developed a drug to fight tumours deep inside the brain. Daffodils have been used for centuries in folk medicine, and researchers now believe they could prove key to future treatments. In the studio, we have the man who is heading the research team in Bath, Dr. Lorenzo Caggiano. Hello.
Hello.
Why daffodils in particular?
You can almost say, why not? It turns out a quarter of drugs are actually derived from plants and plant materials. So if you think about aspirin, that came from the willow bark. It's not too unusual to be inspired by nature. With daffodils in particular, it's a really interesting story. So it was known by flower growers that you shouldn't put daffodils in a vase with other flowers. The other flowers wilt and die prematurely. And it took a long time to understand the reason for this, and that's because there are some potent anti-growth compounds present in the daffodil. So the daffodils evolved over time to generate these things. But only recently we've discovered that these anti-growth compounds are anti-cancer in animal studies. So that's why we're really interested in this.
So you go from that and the information that you got from plant growers, and then how do you move that on into the work that you do and the research that you do?
So we're inspired by nature. It turns out it's actually really quite difficult to isolate the active ingredients from the daffodil bulb. And nature's designed it for its own purposes. And so we're inspired by nature. So we take what nature's produced and we fine-tune it and make it more suitable for human use to make it into a drug. So nature is the starting point, and we're tinkering with the structure.
Yeah.
So given that it's difficult to isolate and it's actually very complex to make itself, we're just trying to build derivatives. So it's all to do with shape. Mm. Cells don't have a chemistry degree, so they don't know what's coming at them. They feel molecules by their 3D shape. So if we make something that resembles it, it should have similar activity.
Okay, and how far down the line are you in terms of your research and actually turning this into some kind of way you could use it in a kind of medical situation?
It's a long process. Mm. All kinds of research it takes a long time. You don't know where the dead ends are until you've gone down them. So we've been working on this now for 10 years. We're always hopeful and very optimistic. We're very close to making the last piece in the puzzle. And if we're able to do that, it really opens the field. More researchers can come in this area. Because one of the important parts about this drug is that it's particularly active against brain cancers, glioblastoma. And there's not very many good medicines out there to treat that. So anything we can do in this area, bring more research into this area, the better.
And you said this is a work of 10 years.
Yeah,
that's
so
a long time, isn't it? Lot of commitment. At any point, do you think, is it worth continuing? Because there is so much to do, isn't there, as you explained?
You've always got to be optimistic, and the goals are within grasp. Research is a bit like a sprint race. You pass the baton on to the next person. If we don't discover a potent, develop a new drug, maybe the next person will. Cancer research is desperate for funds, and the more funds you have, the more research you can throw at it. A dedicated effort, we can make progress in this area.
And do you get public funding, or is this money comes via charities and donations?
So within the University of Bath, we realise there's lots of cancer research occurring, and we try to unify that by developing a forum called Cancer Search at Bath, CRAB. And we have collaborators at the RUH, the Royal United Hospital in Bath. And more recently, we've grown to GW4. So we've got Bath, the universities of Bath, Bristol, Exeter and Cardiff all together. And so we're all working together. So CRAB is a charity, and also there's dedicated charities was Cancer Research UK, but the dedicated ones, brain tumour research and the braintumourcharity.org. Mm. Those are, they're really pushing Parliament to invest more in this area. So it's through charities and through government initiatives.
In our job, we talk about breakthroughs and big breakthroughs in cancer treatment. Have we had the breakthrough, or are we still working on that?
We're still working on that. Mm. And unfortunately, cancer is a very complex disease. There never will actually be a single breakthrough, because every patient is unique and every cancer is unique. And you have a problem of resistance. So even if you do have a breakthrough today, you'll need to develop a new drug tomorrow to combat the resistant cells. So it's always going to be a work in progress. But thankfully, there's a lot of research in this area, and there will be lots of mini breakthroughs all the way through.
And do you have any sort of time scale as for the work that you're doing?
So I have students in the lab as we speak. There's always a critical experiment. It seems you reach a critical point every other week. Progress is slow, but it is progress. So in terms of time scale, I wouldn't like to say, but I'm dedicated to this project. I spent the last 10 years, and if needs be, I'll spend the next 10 years.
Yeah, really interesting to hear about. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Dr. Lorenzo Caggiano from the University of Bath, scientist there who is leading that team of researchers try to discover that link in the molecules found in daffodils and treatment for fighting cancer.
BBC Radio Bristol.
This Sunday for the